Unemployment and housing foreclosures are up. The stock market is way down from a year ago. But the dean of the UW-Madison Business School says in some ways the economy is stronger than it was during recessions in the 1970s and 80s. Michael Knetter says things like improved technology and increasing globalization could bring an economic rebound.
And I think as long as we have the kind of institutions, attitudes, and investments that embrace those changes and find the way to compete and succeed in that environment, we have a bright future in front of us.
Knetter says other positive signs are that innovators will continue to gain financially, regulation is relatively weak, and labor markets are skilled and flexible. But he says there must be a reduction in conflicts of interest in financial regulation, and there has to be more consistent guidelines for what industries get bailed out. He says the incoming Obama administration appears to be putting good people in place, although the president-elect has to start over with his pick for Commerce Secretary. Knetter says other improvements, like to the gross domestic product, won't come overnight.
GDP will take longer to turn around. I would say it'll reach bottom at the end of the second quarter of this year. Unemployment tends to follow that. We will be lucky if the bottom of unemployment is January 2010.
Knetter also predicts that sometime over the next 18 months, the big three U.S. automakers will decline to the big two. Knetter spoke to the Milwaukee Rotary Club. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.